This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across the United States on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNlive.com on their website. We're also fortunate enough to broadcast on numerous Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest radio markets across the country. And thank you so very much for that. And we're also being heard on a number of leading independent stations around the country, too. And we thank those stations very much for that. We're going to have a new affiliate coming aboard on the weekend show. We'll be telling you about it tomorrow. But we're going to be broadcasting in another one of those potato patches up there in Washington State. Love it, love it, love it. Love the rural areas up there. And this is a pretty substantial area of Washington State, so it's going to be really neat where we're going to be up there. Now, we're also streaming live out there on the world, to the world, on the Internet. Many of our affiliates have got streaming services, and, of course, GCN Live does and Salem Media does. I'm on my flagship stations going out all around the world, as well as on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where you can hear the show, and it goes just wherever a computer can hear it, or a telephone, cell phone. So there you go. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everyone who is working right now on the Third Watch, the over-the-road drivers in particular, the 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, we appreciate you. The FedEx and UPS drivers, the bulk mail haulers, wherever you might happen to be hauling mail at, thanks very much for getting the job done there. Our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel and everything else that needs to be moved around so we can move around. And again, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social. By the way, we're on X, a.k.a. used to be Twitter. We're on X as at Captain's America. And we're out there with our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And out there in California, we're going to go right out there right now, and we're going to look and see what's going on in the sand pile, where it's pretty hot, I might add. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
And you're going to have your sunbonnet on today, right? Right?
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay, sunbonnet and sunglasses, and you're going to get that Hollywood. What are we going to do? You're going to get the Elvis look, right?
Well, like ZZ might say, I'm going to get some cheap sunglasses or something like that.
Yeah, get some cheap sunglasses, and well, here you're going, whoa, 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 whoa. All righty. Jeez, I got to stop doing that. I start laughing. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And what two words do we emphasize, Kyle?
Under God.
And that's because?
Because our nation was formed on Judeo-Christian values.
And how? And folks, if you don't believe me, why do you think they were meeting in churches? Mm-hmm.
Good point, right? Good point.
Right.
Oh, what do you mean meeting in churches? They can't do that. That's against church and state. Yeah, right. Give me a break. Okay. Got to go back to the gilded foil here, because we've got some stuff we haven't talked about yet. California Conservative City Council has approved a ban on mask and COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Isn't that kind of going to rub your king of California the wrong way, Mr. Newsom?
Well, you know, when we were on the program last night, Captain, yesterday morning, we knew at that time that the Huntington Beach City Council was still hearing people from the city give their opinions on this, and they were deliberating. And it turns out that they decided to make a ban on mask mandates and vaccines in their city. In other words, you can't have those kinds of mandates within Huntington Beach, California. Of course, it's known as Surf City. I've been to Huntington Beach many countless of times and so forth. The beaches are great there, and this is a really big deal. It's going to be on the national news. You watch, because this is tomorrow's news tonight. Everybody will be hearing about it tomorrow as sort of a landmark thing here.
Yep, that's what I like about the overnight shift. We have it first, and we tell everybody, and then they repeat what we're saying, but that is what it is. Now, the liberal media is being forced to admit that low Biden numbers, poll numbers, are freaking out the Democratic Party to the point to where they are seriously huddling in corners, a group of them, several groups, I might add, trying to figure out who did we get next.
Well, sure. Yeah, I think it's an all hands on deck kind of hit the red button kind of time.
Yep.
For the Democrat Party. You know, they've got Biden to, you know, they kind of control Biden as it is, but he can't continue through this campaign. At least that's what I think most people believe. So he'll find some way, or they'll find some way, to say that he just needs to bow out, he needs to rest, or he needs to spend more time with his family, etc. And then they'll try to go gangbusters with somebody like Gavin Newsom.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. When he walked out on that Congressional Medal of Honor ceremony yesterday, and Frenchie tried to blow that away as something funny, which it wasn't, he absolutely broke with tradition and the honor of the Medal of Honor, and that was a disgrace. He was dishonoring the person getting the medal and all those who had gotten it before. And I, for one, am not going to let anybody forget that that was something he never should have done in the way he did it. Somebody should have stopped him. All right, we'll be right back, folks, for more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Folks, Kyle Warren here. It's time to make your plan to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Heritage Harbor Golf and Eatery in Bradenton. Join the Captain from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the first Thursday of each month. As always, you'll meet great people, have stimulating conversation, and of course, enjoy great food. That's Heritage Harbor Golf and Eatery, located at 8000 Stone Harbor Loop in Bradenton, just east of I-75. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You know, I wasn't hungry until I heard that commercial and looked up at the television, which is always on here in my studio because we're watching the news that's going on during the night. But there was food on the television and a commercial for food on the radio. So I got the double whammy. But anyway, I will be over there at Heritage Harbor today and looking forward to seeing our friends that like to come out there. It'll be our second visit in since Mixon's closed up, and we're enjoying the camaraderie and the same friendship and the same discussions that we had when we were over at Mixon's under probably a little better conditions, because we are at a very picturesque golf course, and they've got a golf store there, pro store. You can buy golf balls if you're into golf, or a hat or a shirt or whatever you want to do, snacks, the whole deal. And the food is pretty doggone good there, I'll tell you that much. I had some real good vittles the last time around. Now, this portion of the program is also brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Go there, check it out, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. Save yourself as much as 80% on some of the items that are there. And you can call them up, too, at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Speak to a live person right now, and they'll answer any questions you have, or you can place your order there. And remember, the My Slippers, your choice, they're valued up to $129 a pair, $29.95, take your pick, $29.95, take your pick. The sandals are $19.95. So there you go. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey there, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And are we having fun yet?
We are having fun. And we hope everybody out there is having fun, too, right? We want to hear from them, too.
Until I mention this story, but here it goes. War sanctions against Russia are once again highlighting the growing divisions amongst the group of 20 countries, the G20, they call it. What do you think? I've been told that they're going to try to get rid of some of those sanctions against Russia, and the Biden administration is going right along with it.
Well, right. I think there's some question about the impact of the sanctions against Russia, and this is helping to deepen those divisions, basically. Meanwhile, Russia and China, they have their what they call their no-limits partnership. And, of course, this has to do with some of these BRICS nations, right? We've been talking about that some with Denise Simon as well. So Russia and China certainly want to be able to sort of create their own sort of club here and try to, as usual, supplant the United States and its allies and the European allies.
Their own club,
and,
huh?
And of course, our Asian allies, everybody, that's against China and Russia and their notions.
Well, how about Cuba? How about Cuba? Cuba has uncovered, and that's Cuba, has uncovered a human trafficking ring which is recruiting for Russia's war in the Ukraine in Cuba.
Yeah, but this is wild because obviously Vladimir Putin's got to find people to fight somewhere. You know, he emptied the prisons, basically. And he's now trying to, get control and come up, repurpose, I guess, the Wagner group. This idea is that you're getting people out of Cuba now. I mean, where is it going to stop? But I also think, Bill Captain, it shows that Russia is not doing as well as they might want everybody else to think.
Well, we talked yesterday about the Wagner group and regrouping with some soldiers there, and North Korea's name was mentioned because Kim Jong-un, who's about to go through some military exercises with the Russians and the Chinese, that's part of what they're going to do. They're going to size up the North Korean army to see if there's any value there, and if there is, they're going to take some of them and put them into the Wagner group, which they may change the name of the group.
Yes, they'll have to obviously call it the Kim Jong-un group or something at that point.
Yeah, the Kimmy group. How about the Kimmy group?
Yeah, just speculating. I mean, but they'll have to have some brand name for it, I guess. But again, this shows not only these countries are now becoming more and more tightly affiliated, and they have a goal. The goal is to again bring down the West, basically, and at the very least, they can make life very, very difficult.
Now, I don't quite understand what it is India is trying to do here, but India has made the announcement they may be moving to change its name to an ancient Sanskrit term, as the G20 invitation suggests. What are they going to call themselves?
Yes, that's really interesting. Yes, right. It's an old Sanskrit term, but what they're talking about, the invitation that they sent out to the G20 summit, it refers to Prime Minister Narendra Modi as Prime Minister of Bharat, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Bharat.
It may not be. Yeah, it's spelled B-H-A-R-A-T.
Yeah, that's Bharat.
Yeah, Bharat.
Bharat.
Yeah, so this may be a move because what they're talking about is the term India, they believe, according to one of the factions, evidently is more of a colonial type term. So we may end up seeing an official change. They seem to be changing it on some of these different documents already in the way that it's being referred to. So stay tuned because now your globe might, if your globe still says Union of Soviet Socialist Republic, it's way out of date. But if your globe still says India after a certain time, maybe that'll be out of date too. You have to buy a new globe.
So China has iPhones, right?
Yes. Well, they make a whole.
They make iPhones there, right?
Yeah.
For Bill Gates, or wait, it's not Bill Gates. Who makes the iPhone? Yeah, it is Gates.
For Apple. Yeah.
Apple.
Apple.
All right. And they're talking about banning. They've already banned government officials from using iPhones at work. This is coming from the Wall Street Journal. What's that all about? Are we spying on them?
Well, yeah, this is really interesting. By the way, iPhone shares went down 1.5% in early trading, we understand. I don't know what it did after that. But what they want to do, what they're saying, is they want to reduce reliance on what they're calling foreign technologies. So evidently they may want to use more of maybe the Huawei chips and this kind of thing that we've heard so much about recently. But they're banning the iPhones. I guess primarily because they're foreign branded. I don't know if they believe that there's some sort of espionage quality attached to it, but you never know what they think.
Well, Huawei may be okay for the Chinese in China, but Huawei in the United States was not, because Huawei was being used to spy on us. And the military,
exactly.
And the military banned the phones.
Yeah, exactly right, and for good reason, too. Yeah, so we'll probably get more information on this, but up till now, it just looks like they're banning it. And, but it's ironic because they have iPhone factories in China.
Yeah, they do. They do. And they make the iPad over there.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Joe's not worried about the UAW going on strike. He says he's not worried. Well, I wonder why.
The UAW president is saying that the strike is coming next week.
Yep.
If they don't have any deal.
Yep.
Last I heard, they're pretty far apart, you know. So I think they've got until 11:59 p.m. on September 14th.
Well,
not a lot of time.
Think about this for a minute. I realize that they want to do whatever they can to hurt the automakers in America because they want everybody to go electric and go with the EV cars. And we got a story on that, too, by the way, and go with the EV cars and whatnot, which those aren't selling. As a matter of fact, I went by another lot yesterday that I did not know was there, and there must have been a couple hundred electric vehicles sitting in the lot from an American car dealer. It was an American-made car. I won't mention who it is or where they were, but I was shocked to see that many cars all sitting in the lot, and it was electric cars made by this American automaker.
Yes, well, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all.
They are not selling. They're not selling.
Well, no, and then you get all these bad stories after the hurricane and so forth that they get inundated. The labor union right now, we understand, is seeking some 46% pay raise over a four-year contract, and there's no counteroffer that we understand, I think, that has come back as yet. So they still got some daylight between them.
Yeah, probably. But still, you got to sit here and you got to wonder a little bit and wonder when does this all stop? I mean, when are they going to realize that they've got a losing proposition going here?
Yeah, people don't have a whole lot of money to spend on stuff, expensive stuff anymore, so it's hard to make that case.
No, they're going to have to take a big-time loss to sell those vehicles, too. $80,000 for some of those things? No way in hell. All right, Kyle, hold on. Folks, we're coming back, bottom of the hour. The station's getting a chance to take a little break, pay a few of their bills, and we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S.
USA News update. One cabinet member may have his salary cut if House Republicans get their way.
House Republicans are proposing an amendment to slash Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas' salary to $1, intensifying pressure on him for the southern border migrant crisis. This move represents the latest GOP effort concerning the administration's handling of the surging migrant crisis impacting sanctuary cities like New York and Chicago. I'm John Schaefer.
The Secretary of the Navy is blaming Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville for aiding and abetting rival regimes around the world. This in reference to Tuberville's ongoing holdup of key U.S. military promotions.
This is having a real negative impact and will continue to have a real negative impact on our combat readiness. And that's what the American people truly need to understand.
Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro speaking on Fox News. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Now, I got an email yesterday from a gentleman named Milt up in Tarpon Springs about Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. And I'm going to read the first sentence here. Captain, thank you so very much for telling us about Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. I've been going there for about a month. I've already seen some dramatic improvement in my condition, and I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Thank you so very much for telling us about these wonderful people. I will be forever indebted to you. Well, I'm just telling you my own experience. They did for me, apparently, what they're doing for you, Milt. And they go the extra mile to find out what the problem is. And once they find out what the problem is, they go after it aggressively to help you out. And whether it's a wound, whether it's orthotics that you need to have to straighten up your arch or whatnot, whatever the deal is, they can get it taken care of so you've got your feet, you're able to walk, and maybe you can even run again. Now, I can't run, but I can certainly do some more walking than what I used to. And there you go. That's 727-896-4615 on the phone number, 727-896-4615. That's their number. Give them a call. Set up an appointment. Have them take a look at you. And just about all types of insurance are taken there. So there you go. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
How's that for a testimonial from somebody just off the wall?
Yeah, that's powerful. I was hearing that. It's very powerful, yeah.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with me. It's just got to do with something that I just pointed them in the right direction. And, you know, fortunately for them, they were able to get some good help. And that's a good reason, right?
Yes, of course it is, yes.
Okay, and I knew that those people would, you know, that's why I tell them, go there and find out. All right, well, let's talk about the United States extending the tariff exclusions on some of the Chinese categories till the end of 2023. Are they making it easier or harder?
I think it's making it harder. They're going to be looking at these tariff exclusions. They include industrial components. This would include electrical motors, some car parts as well, chemicals, and pumps and so forth. There's some COVID-related exclusions, I think, for this that include some medical products like face masks. But the extension goes on until December 31st, 2023, and then they'll have a further consideration where they have a statutory four-year review, according to the Commerce Office, I believe. And so now U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, who had gone to China here just recently, said she doesn't think that any of the revisions on the U.S. tariffs on China are going to be done, of course, until the Trade Representative's Office completes the review.
Why do you suppose the Chinese have got this bug stuck in their nose that we've got to buy their face masks and we got to buy their Band-Aids and we got to buy this, we got to buy the drugs from over there and all that? We did all that ourselves. That's what Johnson & Johnson was all about. Building things, you know, making things like that over here, the Band-Aids and the antiseptics and whatnot, and the pills. I can remember penicillin was made right in my backyard, literally, in upstate New York. And then they moved the whole plant, partially to Mexico and the rest of it to China. Why?
Well, I think the most underlying reason would be cost, would be the ability to manufacture something at a much cheaper rate and then make a larger profit on it. And that's been kind of the case for a lot of different things that have moved, you know, that have exited the United States and then gone to different parts of the world, especially China.
Wouldn't you think if they brought that back to the United States and let the market beware, you know, let the buyer beware, and let the market control the price, supply and demand, that they'd be better off?
Well, you certainly wouldn't have to worry about such things as what happens if there's like a war with China over Taiwan or some other.
Yeah, they poison the American population through the medications.
Well, that's exactly right, exactly. But there would have to be, I think, some kind of reckoning with the costs, with the wages. Obviously, you'd pay the workers and so forth. So it would, you know, you'd have to have kind of a sea change from where it's been over the last several decades at this point. But it's doable, and probably we're going to hear more about this kind of stuff, primarily because you don't want to have the country be able to hold you hostage with such things as medications and prescriptions.
Now, I realize this is going to be a Chris Markowski question in a little bit, but Wall Street is sliding along as the economic data is stoking inflation and the interest rate worries that we got out there. What do you suppose is going on?
Well, you know, it, the stock market, too, I mean, it ebbs and flows, right, based on what's happening that day in the industries and sometimes in just a particular industry. But then tomorrow might come and we'll get some different numbers about something, or some stock or industry will have a little bit of a turnaround, and suddenly, well, stocks were buoyed today because of blah, blah, blah. So sometimes it's hard to see it as a daily indicator of where we're really going. You have to look at it over time. But generally speaking, though, if you have what we're looking at right now, the modest U.S. economic growth, you've got Lockheed Martin saying they're cutting their delivery outlooks for the F-35, Apple slips because of the China report, for example, and then, you know, other stuff is happening. It just taken in total, that's why I think stocks decided, for lack of a better term, to sort of slip today.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay, if you say so. By the way, we're going to dig out the little guy here. Let me get him out of mothballs. But we're going to dig out... Yes, Dr. Fauci report. He's back in the news again for all the wrong reasons. We can't get rid of the guy. He won't be quiet. He's over in Europe running his mouth on the BBC. I guess he thinks he's worth his weight in gold or something over there. But Dr. Fauci, we all know, and the world knows, lied about not funding the gain-of-function research in China. It's been proven beyond any shadow of a doubt. What are we going to do about it?
Well, I think we're going to bring it on in the election, for one thing, because this is going, especially, Captain, we're hearing about, I hate to say, right, with the COVID making a resurgence. We had a local story here in Southern California of a high school football team. Two-thirds of the football team is down with COVID right now. So we're starting to see a lot more reports like this, most unfortunately. So it's going to be in the news. It's going to be in what people are talking about. And ergo, it'll be in the election for sure. So that's right. Dr. Fauci, if he lied about all this stuff, then that's fair game. And people have got to know, gain-of-function research means you're trying to change the virus and see what you can do with it to make it more potent or be more virulent, if I can pronounce that correctly, or if you could change it into a weapon. You know, so, you know, this is exactly what they were doing in Wuhan, right?
Yeah.
So the thing got out, and now look what's happened. Now it's coming around again. And, oh, brother, here we go.
Well, speaking of here we go, and we'll wrap up with this, the California mayor has warned that the crime from the Democratic-led moral crisis is now coming to a roost in the suburbs, and I don't think there's any doubt about that, because now they're coming out. But, you know, not in my town. Remember that song, Not in My Town? Be careful what you wish for.
That's right. I think he's down in Vista, which is south of Orange County, near San Diego, like north San Diego County, I believe. And so, they're talking about the idea that it's not just going to be in these big cities. It's coming into the suburbs. And that is, unfortunately, very true. So it's no longer just going to be a news story that you see at, oh, what a shame, you know, but it's everywhere.
Speaking of very true, it's time to take a break, and then we're going to come back with our next Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and we'll take a look at Hurricane Lee, give you an update there. There has been a little bit of a change in some of the schmutz that we'll be talking about, so don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch, coming right back with more right after this break.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Just one.
Kyle. Trouble just walked in the door. What's that tell you?
Well, yeah, well, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Yeah, you got to watch out for that.
And who is that?
It's Travis Tritt, right?
That's right, and that was from the Live and Kicking Tour. Matter of fact, that was in Chattanooga, Tennessee, is where that was recorded, and he's got quite the audience there. He was just getting with the program.
That's right, and if it comes through the door, just head out the back.
Yeah, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Yeah, you're right. All right, well, Kyle, what's going on out west? I know you're gonna have your roller skates on and your sunshade.
Well, that's right. We've got some warm weather coming back here to the Southland in Southern California, but we got some excessive heat watches for our friends in Tucson, Phoenix, also over into Southern California. We're talking about the Indio, Palm Springs, Desert to Hot Springs area, and Banning. Right now for our friends in Phoenix, you know, we've been keeping a track of their temperatures here in the overnights. Right now it's 84 degrees, but with this excessive heat watch, you could get up to 113 in the afternoons. We also have a heat advisory over in southeastern New Mexico, primarily near Roswell, so you want to be aware of that. And then just briefly, quick check here, we can still have some precipitation across I-25. This is going to be now a little bit more south, now just a little bit north of Casper from where it was last hour, so you want to be careful with that. And we still have some rain coming across the interstate I-90 up in Montana between Drummond and Helena right now, and then going on down as well towards Deer Lodge if you continue on down I-90. So be careful out there.
All right. Well, we're going to start with a Schmutz alert, a la Dr. Fauci, a Schmutz alert, starting in the western half of Minnesota from the Canadian line all the way down to Iowa, the western half of Iowa. I-35 is pretty much the border for this. So everything west of I-35 is going to be in that unfavorable air category. And then the eastern half of Nebraska is going to be the same way, I-80 north-south. And I-80 east west, sorry, all the way over to Des Moines from over past about halfway across the state. That's the best I can do on that because it starts pretty much there, and then all the way down to Kansas, and then we do have some high heat warnings to tell you about in Texas, south of Amarillo, down through Lubbock. 100 degree plus temperatures there. The Dallas Metroplex is going to be in a high heat category again. The lower part of Oklahoma, central part of Oklahoma, 35 south on down to all the way down to San Antonio and all the way down to Austin and all the way down to, let's see, down to the Gulf. Down about Galveston up to Houston over to Mobile, Alabama. Very warm temperatures, I-10, I-12, I-8, I-55, I-59, north-south. I already said I-35, U.S., I-30, I-20, high temperature, very warm temperatures from Ruskin, Louisiana on 20 all the way across to Midland in Texas, and the heat's going to be there today. Now, up in the northeast, some more heat. We're going to have some very hot temperatures in Vermont and Connecticut and Rhode Island and the southern part of Maine and Long Island and southern New York down I-87 down to New York City and over into Wilkes-Barre, Scranton in Pennsylvania. And around Philadelphia and the central part of New Jersey, too, some very warm temperatures there. So be careful. And Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, which is where if you want to be cool off and get you some nice cold drinks, that'd be a place to go, wouldn't it?
Well, sure would, and especially during the month of September, which is Driver Appreciation Month, pro drivers can receive up to 3 free drinks every week. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com, check out the My Rewards Plus app, and you'll get the free drinks plus new exclusive deals to celebrate your hard work out there on the road. Pilotflyingj.com.
All right, and we'll be going to the phone here next to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience over on Facebook. Go over there and check it out. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been an interesting night and all the different things that have been kind of being dropped in our lap here, one thing more than another. Did it bother you to see what Joe Biden did during the Medal of Honor ceremony? Did that bother you at all, knowing the protocol that's involved?
Well, it bothered me for the veteran.
Yeah. Yeah, he blew that guy off. I mean, that was a horrible embarrassment.
That's right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, but again, it proves the fact that Biden has no clue what he's doing.
That's precisely right. So these decisions that come out of this White House, you know that are not his.
Nope. Mm-mm. Nope. And he just walked out the door like he owned the building. Oh, wait a minute. He wasn't in his house.
Well, and he also wasn't masked.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he also didn't have his mask on.
Well, he did to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he took it off, and then he walked out without the mask. And, you know, this Corinne Jean-Pierre, little Frenchie, we like to call her, she's a basket case because she's trying to justify what he's doing and blowing it off, and she's part of the problem, too.
Well, she's given those talking points. So, let's not forget that Admiral Kirby is in charge of all that, so he's the one that's coming up with these, you know, lame responses.
And he even knows better. Admiral Kirby knows better about a Medal of Honor ceremony, for God's sake. Jeez, and we're going to get into it today when Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright comes in. We're going to talk to him about what should have happened, what would have normally happened, had you been a cognitive, intelligent person standing there as a commander-in-chief.
Yeah, if you looked at the body language and the expression on that poor veteran's face, he felt like he was just hung out there to dry. He had no idea, just kind of standing there all by himself and didn't know what to do.
Yeah, yeah, and to the rescue, to the rescue came the aide down the corner that jumped up to the mic when they realized that Biden had walked out of the room. I guess they thought he was walking over to shake somebody's hand or something, but he just kept right on walking.
Yep, he did.
Kyle?
So I have a question for Denise. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Captain. I appreciate it. Yeah, Denise, what do you think if that, just to stay on this just for a moment, because we're going to go to break here real soon, but what if this was Ronald Reagan who did that back in the day? What do you think people would say? What would
or
the call be for him?
Or Trump?
Even, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but,
exactly.
But even Reagan, I mean, Reagan would be like, well, you know, I'm, what if he meandered out of the room, people would say, something's wrong. Who's running the country? And you're right on the hitting that on the head.
Well, I mean, he's not making these decisions, especially some of the other decisions that came out of the White House yesterday.
Yeah. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, you're coming back with more Denise Simon and Kyle Warren. Right after the top of the hour break, your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills, and you hear the news, and you hear the weather, and when we come back, we got plenty of stuff to talk about. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.